right, you've tuned into the Mono A Mono Show here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono A Mono!
That is right, and we are broadcasting to you from 108 King Street North in beautiful, scenic, and lovely Waterloo, Ontario, Canada. Folks, I am DJ Adrock.
And I'm DJ Steele.
And thank you, Mono Amigos, for joining us this evening for what should be an outstanding rest of the show and battle!
That's right. I didn't know we were jumping into the battle so early.
I kind of threw you a curveball there. Sorry about
that. Yeah, that's okay. I think I'm ready.
I hope so.
An interesting submitted battle this week on the website.
That's right.
So I believe it's from one of our American amigos.
Yes.
Because I believe Coachella, and I wasn't really like... Coachella is the theme, bands that are playing at Coachella.
And I don't bands that played at Coachella.
Played at Coachella. Yeah, like the event has gone down.
Events.
Yeah, it's a two-weekend event.
Two weekends now, yeah.
And where does it take place?
Indio, California.
See, I didn't know any of this.
Really?
Do you know people who went to it?
Not this one. I know DJ Jeffy Jeff went like 3 or 4 years ago.
Ah.
I've always wanted to go, but it's fairly it's a pretty expensive concert, and then to get all the way out to California is also expensive. So
yeah,
it's tough. But you know, they usually do have pretty solid lineups, and crazy and interesting things happen. How was that?
I don't know.
I'm scared.
That was a weird noise, though.
It sounded like a sneeze that turned into a ghost wailing.
Yeah, so the Mono Amigo, whose tag name or whatever is Papermate, sent that in. And Coachella, maybe Papermate was at Coachella.
Probably.
And they're wondering what our selections would be, because I know you can go through and kind of set up your concert, like at what stage you want to be at, and kind of make sure what bands you would go and see.
Yeah, like you can on their website. You can I can't remember what the feature's called, but essentially, yes, you select which bands you want to see, and then it kind of creates a schedule for you.
All right,
but yeah, so. It sounded like it was an amazing couple of weekends. This was the first year that they did two weekends back to back, though.
What did they do before?
It was just one weekend.
Oh.
And I've read a couple of different articles about how, you know, it kind of takes away from the whole festival atmosphere, because festivals oftentimes, you know, you have varying lineups, and then different and interesting things happen each time. Whereas these articles were saying, you know, the bands, it was the same bands playing the same set lists, doing the same theatrics.
On both weekends. Ah, interesting.
Now, obviously, that's going to vary, but that's what some critics were saying, is that, you know, it kind of took away from the whole fest.
They told the same jokes in between the same songs.
Possibly said that after after each, you know, at each performance, that it was the best crowd that they've ever had.
Yeah.
So stuff like that. I don't know. But yeah, that's what some critics were saying, that it took away from the whole originality.
Uh-huh. But I guess the idea is so many people are wanting to go to this that they accommodated and put it on two different weekends.
And people want to make money.
Yeah, that too. Yeah,
like when you're charging $300.
So now we're endorsing this.
$379 for a ticket, and then that's two. So three days for two weekends. Hundreds of thousands of people. 180. I think they said 180,000 people over the two weekends.
Wow! Maybe. And we're endorsing this right now. I guess it was a submitted theme, so
it was a. We rise to the challenge. We're appeasing our Mono.
We always do.
And you know what? The music and the performers can't necessarily be held at fault for promoters wanting to make money.
Right.
You know what I mean? They put on a festival. They invite different acts. And, you know, if you are honored enough to get invited to one of these things, then why wouldn't you play, right?
That's right.
You're going to be playing to thousands of screaming fans. It's got to be an amazing and an exhilarating experience. Next year, I can't fault the musicians.
Next year, we should apply for backstage press passes.
We should. That worked out in Lollapalooza.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, let's rock, scissors, paper.
But you know what? You know what?
What?
So the Hillside, I messaged you the Hillside lineup.
Yeah.
We should do a Hillside battle maybe next week. But I messaged you the Hillside lineup.
Yeah.
Which was released yesterday.
I'll have to recheck it out because you said it was really good, but
yeah, I think it's pretty good.
I'd have to double check it.
We should apply for press passes for that.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that's just in our own backyard in Guelph.
Yeah. Guelph.
So it's going to be like that. That is a cool festival and one that kind of has a very unique vibe to it and unique atmosphere. It's very laid back.
All right. Well.
So anywho. Let's scissor, paper,
like
rock.
The Shambhala.
Yes, exactly like the Shambhala.
Remember that festival?
The Shambhala.
The cashew video where they're like hanging out in the beach?
That looked amazing.
Yeah, that
like,
was unbelievable.
Just people had like chairs in the lake or river or whatever it was, and like, but the stage was right there.
Yeah.
Which probably wasn't the safest given the proximity
to water.
Well, I'm sure
that the waves, unless a tsunami came, that probably would be a little bit dangerous, but.
Yeah, I don't think similar any tsunamis are going to come.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, let's rock, scissor, paper it up to see who goes first.
One, two, three, rock! Paper!
All right. Do you want to go first? Or?
No.
Okay. Well, I got mine set up. Now, this band I saw that was playing at this Coachella festival.
Coachella.
And I've never seen this band, but I quite enjoy the band.
I know who it is.
Who?
Sigur Rós.
No.
Damn.
But that is one of the ones that I'm thinking of playing.
Damn.
All right.
I'm not playing them, so don't worry.
Oh,
but
okay.
I figured, just from your descriptor of a band that I've never seen play, but I've always wanted to see play.
Oh. This is another one.
Okay.
And the band is...
Blur.
No. But I was thinking of playing them, too. Just stop talking, because you're giving away all my possible songs.
I'll stop guessing accurately.
Modest Mouse.
Ah! I've seen Modest Mouse play.
You have?
At the Toronto Island Festival, like, I don't know.
I never have.
6 years ago.
And I'm wondering if it would ruin it for me. Because
what?
I hold them in such high regard as such a good band.
I don't think so. Like, I think their live performance did them justice.
Yeah?
Isaac Brock was just as good in live as he is in recordings.
See, that's the thing. I've never seen them. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a video of them, anything. I just listened to them.
Yeah. No, I thought their live performance was quite good. I quite enjoyed their live show. So.
Oh, well. Yeah. I'm going to go with one of my favorite tracks of theirs. This is Parting of the Sensory. Right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono y mono!
There's no work in walking and to fuel the talk. I would grab my shoes and then away I'd walk. All the stubborn beauty I'd start at dawn, until the sun had fully stopped, never walking away from, just a way to pull them apart, dehydrate back into minerals. A lifelong walk to the same exact spot. Carbon's anniversary. The parting of the sensory. Oh, no mystery. Parting of the sensory. Who the hell made you the boss? We placed our chips in all the right spots, but still lost. Any shithead who would ever walk could take the ship and do a much finer job. Like clothes, man.
Cotton's anniversary. Who the hell made you the boss? If you say what to do, I know when not to stop. If you were the ship, who would ever get on? The weather changed to fall in the world.
Some Modest Mouse right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
That you do. Great tune. Great
Thanks.
Tune. I enjoy that. Thank you for playing that, DJ.
And DJ Adrock said right before it that they perform great live, and I'm sure they did as well at Coachella.
I'm sure that they did. I'm sure they did a marvelous job.
Now, if there's that many bands at it.
Yeah.
You would have to charge a lot of money if you're paying the bands.
Yeah, but in the past, like, one of the knocks on it nowadays is that in the past it was kind of, it was more independent and more indie bands were invited and that sort of thing, and it was kind of a festival to say that, you know what, indie bands can draw people too. And so collecting a lot of indie artists and throwing them all together. And then having it, so it was a bit cheaper. But now, you've got these massive headliners and stuff like that. And
you know why? It's because it's in California.
Please explain. Do you want to elaborate?
Isn't that where all the rich people are from?
I wouldn't say all of them.
No, but a lot of them.
I don't know.
Come on, they all have guns there. They're all shooting each other.
And this is the American talking, folks. The American is going on about the gun problems and
I thought that, you know what, there is a show on earlier today called The Agricultural Show.
Yes.
And they were talking about with Jeff Stagger.
Yeah.
And he was talking with a guy, and he was talking about San Francisco, which is a little bit souther, and L.A.
Yeah.
Similar in the cities, but San Francisco went and they built all this nice land all around the outside. Mm-hmm. So you can go for these walks in these nice agricultural-type lands. Whereas
and
L.A. didn't do that.
Yeah.
L.A. just packed people in, and that's why they're all in there. They said if you can even get from one side to the other without being shot on the freeway. So that's the only reason why I'm saying this is because I hear it on the station.
Gotcha. Okay. So this is something that you heard earlier today. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So it's not really what I think. It's just what I now think because someone
so the moral
said
of the story is keep your green space.
Yes.
So that you can.
It's important.
It is. It's important for the environment. It's in, and now what you're suggesting is that it's important for the sociological reasons.
That's right. Because they can't breathe there either. They're breathing in all that smog.
Yeah.
It makes you go a little bit crazy.
You need trees.
Yeah.
See, people tune in to the Mono a Mono show for high quality entertainment and impeccable taste in music, but every once in a while you get some deep thought. Last week was the in-depth discussion on unicorns.
Yep. Yeah.
This week we talk about
and if you visit
www.soundfm.ca,
you can see a great picture of DJ Adrock contemplating the unicorns discussion right before we went into it.
That's right. And enjoying a delicious delicious sandwich. Okay. Now, you had mentioned that before playing your first song,
yeah,
that it was a band that you had always wanted to see, but you have never seen.
Yeah, okay.
That could also be said for my first band as well.
Oh, wow.
So, apparently, this band, which is a Canadian act, knocked some socks off at Coachella. This is a duo.
Okay.
They won Spin Magazine's Best Duo Performance.
Hmm. Okay.
At Coachella.
All right.
And even though there's only two of them, they tend to be very, very, very loud.
Okay.
And I'm sad to say I missed them a couple years ago when they played at at Hillside.
Okay.
And I missed
still
them.
Don't know who it is. Anyway.
The band is Japan Droids.
Ah, okay.
From out west way.
Yep.
Out BC way.
Yep.
And like you, with Modest Mouse, I've always wanted to see these guys play, but never had the opportunity or never been able to or just missed them or something rather. And apparently they played a couple of, on the first weekend and the second weekend, played some solid sets and really impressed some people. So I'm going to play a song off of their new album that was released in, I believe, the beginning of last year. I want to say February of last year, called Celebration Rock. And I'm going to go with Adrenaline Night Shift.
All right.
All right. So this is Japan Droids with Adrenaline Night Shift here on 100.3 Sound FM. This is the Coachella battle here on the Mono a Mono show. We'll be right back. All right, there you have it. Japandroids with Adrenaline Night Shift here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono a Mono.
That's right!
And we are broadcasting Carrier Live.
We're broadcast Carrier Live!
From 108 King Street North in Waterloo, Ontario, Canada.
Yeah, that's right.
CKMS.
Damn right.
100.3 or www.soundfm.ca or www.monoamonoradio.com.
You know what?
As you were saying,
I was looking at my list because you were saying, like your first one, I've never seen this band either.
Yeah.
I looked at my list, I've never seen any of these bands.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, none of them.
I haven't seen any of mine either.
Well, it would have been good if I was at Coachella then with these press passes.
You said it, man. You said it. Hear that, Coachella? Give the Mono a Mono show some press passes next year.
Why would they, though? We promote their show anyway.
Shit. We gotta stop promoting their show. All right, let's change the battle right now.
Okay.
Let's bands do bands that are on this last page of the February submissions list.
No, let's do bands from Coachella that should play in Waterloo and not Coachella anymore.
Ooh. Interesting.
Until they give us a press pass.
So bands that should boycott Coachella until the Mono a Mono show gets press passes.
Yes.
I think that's genius.
All right. The next band, you mentioned them, is Cigarose that I'm going to go
with. I knew it.
Yeah, this is a damn good song, too. Hip Hoppity Pola.
If I ever need someone someone to teach me Finlandish, I'm going to ask someone other than you.
Oh, it's a good one, though. And you know what? I think in translation, it actually means boycott.
Yeah. Coachella.
I think that part's implied, but I think it just means boycott. Anyway, here it is. Some Cigarose with Hip-Hoppity Pola right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono!
Fight blown, blown. Us in.
All right, there you have some Cigaros with their song Hip-Hoppity Pola, right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mano a Mano! Another band that's boycotting Coachella until Coachella gives the Mano a Mano show press passes next year. Man, all this support for the Mano a Mano show. It's great to see these bands boycott it next year, just to get us there. Hey, DJ Ad-Rock.
I'll say so.
Yeah.
I would have to concur.
All right. So okay. What do you got following that up?
All right. So you know that I've been going on about a new application for my tablet device as well as a website called Songza.com.
Yep.
Well, there's one playlist on Songza called Indie Morning that I've been quite fond of listening to in the morning. It's a nice way to start your day if you're looking to a bright and airy start to your day. And one song that is on that playlist that has come up a few times now, which I've quite enjoyed, is a song called Penny by Hani El Khatib. Okay.
Yeah.
He's from California, Los Angeles, yeah. California, the place where they pack everybody in, as you suggested. And yes, he certainly did play at Coachella.
Okay.
His set got okay reviews in that they said if you closed your eyes and listened, it would have been better.
Uh-oh.
But that he was kind of out of his element playing in the middle of the day in a hot day because they were like, he belongs, you know, playing in...
the northern climate.
No, playing in like... in bars and taverns to a large group of people, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Anyways, but they said musically, his set was fantastic. He's got a new album coming out on April 30th, I believe. So you might want to check that out. But right now, I'm going to play the song that kind of introduced me to
Yeah, because the music's damn good, right? The music's damn good.
The music is damn good. It doesn't matter about everything else.
And he's boycotting Coachella until Mano a Mano gets there. So that's all that matters. So, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe next year. Maybe the year after. We'll have to just wait and see.
You got it. So here we go. This is Penny by Hani El Khatib here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mano a Mano.
Yes, yes it is.
Okay, just a second. Just a second, folks. Hold on.
Now, the thing is, he's still boycotting. Like, he doesn't realize that it's okay to play it on the show.
We need him now. Yeah, it's okay. He's not boycotting the show, our show. He's boycotting next year's Coachella.
Yeah, so he will not play next year. We're explaining it to him. You will not play next... Okay, I think he's got it. Yeah. He's not playing next year, but he will. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you can still perform the song on here.
Come on, honey. Oh, there we go.
He got it. He gets it.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Woo! Quick stop on that one. Quick stop.
Yeah.
Great song.
So yeah, that album, Head in the Dirt, by Hani Al-Khatib, comes out April 30th. So run to your stores and get it. His first single release is called Family.
Wow. Yeah.
So you have it. So we're now at the halfway point of the battle here on the Mono a Mono show. So let's do a little bit of a recap, shall we? This is normally DJ Steele's job, but you know what? I'm going to do it because he was doing light bulb stuff, and it looks great now in here. Okay, so Mono a Mono. DJ Steele started off with Modest Mouse, Parting of the Sensory, and then he played Sugar Rose, Hippopipola. And then myself, DJ Ad Rock, I started off with Japan Droids, Adrenaline Night Shift, and then you just heard Penny by Hani Al-Khatib. All right, Steele, let's power through this here.
These are some gang-good-gans.
These are gang-good-gans. These are so enjoyable gang-good-gans.
That I would listen to.
I love these gang-good-gans. All right, let's power through these last two.
Okay,
and then we
we're
going to
power. We're going to power.
And then we could do our DJ Jesse Jeff thing.
Yes.
Okay. Let's do it!
Yes!
All right!
The band I'm going to go with is the
Yes! Wow, you are good. Man. I didn't even see that coming.
No, I'm going to go with an older song.
Not until the second time you said yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go with an older song by them.
Okay.
One of my favorites. It's called Maps. You might need a map to get to Coachella.
I've never heard that song before.
Hey! You know what?
What?
I like it. And I would like to see them play it live. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
I have to mark it off here on the hits column.
Oh, good God. Here it is on Sound FM 100.3 Mono a Mono!
Wait, I screwed something up.
They too are confused about when and where they're supposed to be playing.
Now I'm Mono a Mono! right, there you have it. Some Yeah Yeah Yeahs with their song Maps. Right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono, another band. What's the word? Boycotting Coachella to see if we get in there next year.
That was a really fun song to play on Rock Band.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was on there.
Oh yeah, especially if you're the drummer.
Cool.
It was difficult. It was a little bit difficult.
You and the guitarist would have to start it with the beginning.
Yeah.
I bet.
I gotta pull out my old rock band set and start playing some. You're the one who got me hooked on Guitar Hero.
I just started with Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
And then did 2-3 and that's it.
Yeah. Man, you got me totally hooked on Guitar Hero.
Yeah. Totally.
I was a Guitar Hero fiend for a while.
I know.
Okay.
I just played through like once or twice. You like mastered it.
I wouldn't say I mastered it. I got to be very good on hard, but I could never do expert.
Oh.
Okay. My next band, in keeping with tonight's theme, I have never seen play live. This band is from Edmonton, which is where some of our, you know, Edmonton's a little bit of a hotbed of music,
you know,
nowadays, you know?
That's
with,
right.
With the Wet Secrets being from out there. Shout out, 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 out.
That's right. It is.
Couple others that I can't think of currently.
I'm sure there's more.
Yeah. Actually, a band that we were going to feature is not exactly from Edmonton, but from Alberta. But we will feature them in a later show because we probably won't have time to get
to
them
tonight. Now they're from Toronto, but...
Yes, they've moved to Toronto, but... Anywho, the band that I'm speaking about is called Purity Ring.
Okay,
They released an album last February, I believe. And again, another Canadian band that went to Coachella and thoroughly impressed people with their performance. Now, they are a duo as well, so they got out-duoed
by the Japan Droids.
But still, they played
I'm excited
quite
to hear
a good
it.
Set.
Because I've listened to Purity Ring in the past.
Yes.
And it's like weird music.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
And I was reading up on them a little bit because, like I said, I haven't seen them perform. And the instrument that is described as something that, like they say, it looks like a tree. It's like a hybrid of a bunch of different instruments. And
for Earth Day,
I guess it looks like a tree. So, anywho, the song that I'm going to be playing is actually a cover that they released earlier this year. And this song, when they released it, it's called Grammy, and it's a cover of a Soulja Boy song. When they released it, they actually crashed the entire internet.
Wow, the whole thing?
They crashed their website because of the number of people who wanted to download this song, and they released it, they made an announcement that they were going to release it for download, and people went a little bit crazy and downloaded the heck out of it. So
totally sweet.
Yeah, like totally. So here you go. This is Purity Ring with Grammy here on 100.3 Sound FM, another band who will be boycotting Coachella next year until Mono a Mono gets their press passes. Do you need from me? Are you not happy with anything?
tears ever cry me.
Show, and that's some Purity Ring with Grammy. I thought you were gonna go into it there, and then you just choked.
Wow, going to
you
what?
You really choked, like sure talking did. About what the song was.
Oh, sorry about that. I was, and then I like, I don't know what
you
happened.
Choked. You choked, man. Something. Get it? You choked. You choked. Like you actually choked, and you didn't.
I totally choked.
Anyway,
like, you wouldn't believe.
You know what time it is?
I do.
We gotta open the
vault. I heard about it.
All right.
What this time was.
All right. It is now time for the Knockout Punch!
Access granted.
All right. All right. So again, we're doing here bands that are boycotting Coachella until the Mono a Mono show gets backstage passes. So another
no, press
band,
passes. Let's be press clear
passes,
here.
Press
we want to be. We want to go and do a job. And we want to do a good job, and that's reporting for Sound FM 100.3. We don't want to just go and mingle with rock stars. We've done that. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Don't need to do that. We need
to
represent.
Report. Yeah.
We need to represent
that's
and
right.
report.
A band that I've seen a few times, but now is in a new... Well, I guess it's he is in a band.
Okay.
He is a band, but he isn't a band.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
This is very existential.
So I'm talking about Trent Reznor.
Ah, okay.
He was Nine Inch Nails.
Yes.
But performed with a bunch of other people.
A backing band.
So now correct. Nine Inch Nails, I believe, is done.
Mm-hmm.
And now he performed at Coachella with How to Destroy Angels.
Mm, good band.
Any reviews on that?
I didn't know. I didn't read
no,
any,
you didn't
any
see
reviews
any?
On that. Sorry.
So, we just got into the station, the new album.
The full length.
Yeah.
We had the EP before, which we both thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah, and the new album's damn good, too.
I
it's
agree.
Got some different stuff, kind of like some, I don't know if it's loops or what, but like some more instrumental type music.
Mm-hmm.
With, like, there are words in it, but not like a verse-chorus type song.
Right, it's not your standard song structure.
Yeah. The single from it, Ice Age... Damn good song. It's
mm-hmm.
on the EP.
Yep.
That's what I'm getting into is my knockout punch here.
Sounds good. Bring it, brother.
All right, here it is. How to Destroy Angels right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono!
Thank you.
the ground. Sometimes I'm waiting for the sight seems to arrive. Sometimes the hate in me is keeping me alive.
Shouldn't give them away. I remember this young guy died and I took his part. He got vitamin and stitches on his pretty face. A long time to see, but I always thought a stew would be serious. I was looking around town, thinking the same as you. Just fine. I don't want to stay in place no more. See, and doing well, 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 I'm only doing just fine. Long time no see, long time no say. Got little to tell, I don't say much, but I might. Something always told me it's too serious. I am looking around town, thinking. thinking the same as you.
Right there you have it. The track by Phoenix, Long Distance Call, right there.
That's right. That was my knockout punch.
Yeah, following up behind my How to Destroy Angels. Why don't you redeem yourself and give us a recap?
Okay, here we go. DJ Steel played in our Coachella boycott battle. Modest Mouse, Parting of the Sensory. Sugar Rose, Hip Hop Epola. The Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Maps. And How to Destroy Angels with Ice Age. Myself, DJ Adrock, played Japan Droids, Adrenaline Night Shift. Henny El Khatib with Penny. Purity Ring with Grammy. And then, like we just heard, Phoenix with Long Distance Call. That's right, so now head to www.monoimonoradio.com. Click on the vote button to vote for which DJ selections you enjoyed the most.